It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
I will tell you that one of my favorite movies of all time is End of the World.
Oh, that's a good one. It's a good one, even though there are like three cast members in that movie that I can't stand.
Rihanna?
No, I like Rihanna. Look, who doesn't like Rihanna? No.
Craig Ferguson and Jay Buchamel?
I love Craig Ferguson. Are you kidding
Not
me?
Craig Ferguson, Craig Robinson.
Wait, are we thinking of the same one?
No, that's Craig Ferguson. Who are we thinking about? Scottish?
No. End of the World.
Black guy. Craig Ferguson.
Okay, I like him.
Yeah. Jay Baruchel?
No.
How to Train Your Dragon, man. How to Train Your Dragon.
No, I know who he is.
The Wizard.
He's not one of those.
He was the Wizard's apprentice.
James Franco, I can't stand.
Really?
I don't like James. He's like, you know, like sometimes you take your dog to the dog park and the dog like loves
winks
all the other dogs.
Winks at you?
No, the dog loves all other dogs, and then like the poodle comes in, and your dog is like, "I hate the poodle," and you're like, "Why do you hate the poodle?" And they're like, "I don't know, I just hate the poodle."
It insists on itself.
It does. So that's kind of how I feel about James Franco.
He's all right though. Like, did you see the roast of James Franco?
I did not.
Oh,
because I don't like James Franco.
It's worth a look. Listen, if you don't like somebody, there's nothing better than to go see a roast of them, because 90% of them is them getting trashed, and then it's like, "Oh yeah, just kidding." Bye. I mean, that's what a roast is.
Oh, I love roasts. I just didn't watch the one of
roast.
I just didn't watch the one of James Franco. And I don't know. But I do like that movie. Oh, and what's her name from Harry Potter was there. She was a badass. She was awesome.
Hermione,
who grew up hot.
Well, you know, I think that may be one of the funniest conversations ever seen on TV, where they're all talking about how none of them are going to rape her, and she's listening, and they're like, "You get out of here, you weirdos."
So I'm cranky today for a couple of reasons. I'd like to tell you why. I have to get this off my chest. So
if it's on your mind, why is it off your chest?
Because it's on your mind, but then it weighs upon your chest.
No, because when you're lying down crying on your back and you throw up, that's where it ends up, is ends up on your chest.
I don't normally do
that. I'm just telling you. Okay, by the way, it's all you. And ladies and gentlemen, Big Fuzz.
No, I'm just saying, I've got some, you know, just, I'm cranky. Like a candle in the wind. Shut up. Dude, I'm expressing feelings right now. I'm growing as a person and as a man.
I'm not sure if that's allowed on a sports radio station. Okay, but here again, Big Fuzz.
So, $600 to get my car fixed in the last couple days. That's a lot. That blew. I hated that.
Spending too much on some tire. Other when the wind.
Thanks,
Alex.
You
never know when the alternator's gonna go and give in.
Thanks, Alex. You are not helping this.
Oh, $600
is
a steep price to pay.
Get it all out of him.
So, $600. That already starts the week off poorly. Yesterday was a fairly bad sports day. The Nuggets got hammered. Your soccer team didn't win. I mean, they didn't lose.
The soccer team tied and the Nuggets lost. Whatever we gonna do?
You sound like that beer commercial guy.
Tied, like the Nuggets are gonna end up in the lottery too.
Which is okay. I'm okay.
But here's what... for that first draft pick. You know who.
Lonzo Ball. Okay, and finally... just wanted to make sure you were done. Finally, I apparently have been in a cave and did not realize that they are making another Fast and Furious movie, and that makes me angry.
And Furious 7 or 8 or 9.
Like 12 of them.
Way too many.
Every other year, you can watch him all the time.
Like, the main guy died, and yet they're like, screw it. We're just going to go ahead and make another one. We don't care.
Paul Walker
no one cares.
Was the main guy, but Vin Diesel was the real guy, too.
And Vin Diesel is a terrible actor. How does he keep getting roles?
Because he did his best work in Fast and the Furious 2.
Which isn't saying much at all, because that's a terrible, terrible, terrible movie. It's awful.
I just can't argue with you.
And they went and screwed up the whole Ghost in the Shell movie thing. They put a white girl in the movie.
Wait, what?
So, you know, they have the Ghost in the Shell movie coming out.
What's the most racist thing I've heard in the last 10 seconds?
Whoa. Hollywood does that all the time, though.
I know, but you would think in 2017 with all of these good actors from all around the world,
yeah,
that you don't need to do that anymore.
Well, the Great Wall has what's his name in it.
I know, and that's kind
China?
Of
China.
That's yeah. kind of ridiculous.
Come on,
too.
They always do that.
I know.
The Great Wall has who?
Brad Pitt.
No, it's not Brad Pitt. It's Damon. Matt Damon.
Oh, Matt Damon. Matt Damon is in that movie.
I mean, they do this all the time.
He was searching for water.
I'm still excited to go see The Ghost in the Shell.
Are you really?
I love that anime.
I do too, but I don't know. I'm concerned.
I mean, and you can pick a lot worse than Scarlett Johansson.
No, fair enough. I do like Scarlett Johansson.
Hey, I got an idea.
What?
This means we need press passes for cosplay when it comes here or whatever.
Oh, I will totally go to that.
Comic-Con. Yes. Hey, Alex, you're here more than we are. No. Not really. Sorry.
But we do need to get press Comic-Con, passes.
Comic-Con.
And yeah.
I'll absolutely. Make the costumes.
What are we going as?
I don't know what you're going at. Oh, do you know what we could go as?
What? No, I don't.
Guess. What would be the best thing? Okay, Big Fuzz. He looks a bit like.
I could be Big Hero 6.
Oh, my God. That's a good one.
Yeah, right?
I could be the Michelin Man.
That's just Big Hero 6 wearing a down jacket. That's all that is.
We go as Big Hero 6.
No, I was gonna go as the dudes from Spaceballs. Barf. You could be Barf.
Oh,
Pizza
yeah.
the Hut.
And you could be Pizza the Hut, Alex, and I could be Bill Paxton or Bill Pullman, whoever
Bill Pullman.
The guy who's still alive.
Yes.
The Han Solo guy?
Yes, the Han Solo.
Solo Cup.
Although what's funny is
I won a trivia contest, by the way, as Han Solo Cup, and they've been Han Solo Cup.
You could go as Darth Helmet. You actually had that costume once.
Yeah, I'd have to make it again.
Oh, are you kidding me? You got rid of that thing?
Well, it fell apart.
Okay, you need to post those pictures to the Facebook page because, folks, you need to see this. I show up at his house one year, and he's got...
Well, first of all, you're wearing, like, nothing. You're wearing, like, oh...
Yeah, I'm not wearing a costume at all.
Look at me. I've got a pair of antennae I found on the in the garbage.
I wasn't wearing any costume at all. I love Halloween, but I don't necessarily love dressing up. I like watching everyone else dress up. It's like a big voyeur holiday for
me.
Well,
the other thing that's so good about it is when everyone else dresses up, because there's a lot of drunkenness, and the problem with costumes is costumes, like, it's like driving with a baby on your lap talking on a cell phone. It's just, that's what, and so you see all sorts of terrible accidents that are caused by costumes.
Oh, yeah. No, that's you have to think your costumes out. Like, you have to have arms free. You have to be able
There's
to
three
drink
rules.
Easily.
Three rules.
And it has to be warm.
Okay, three rules for every... This is three rules for every successful costume.
Okay.
One, you have to be able to get inside a normal-sized door.
Yes.
Okay? Like, you have to get inside a normal-sized door.
Which your helmet pushed it. That was a big helmet. That must have been tough to get through normal-sized
No, really? It was the right size.
Okay.
I've done others. I did, and I'll tell you about the next one I did, but... I sort of broke the rules, but I did Marvin the Martian.
I remember you showed me a picture.
And again, you have to be able to get into a room,
yes,
and be able to sort of be able to move around.
Yeah, without knocking people
over. I mean, you have to
over.
Be able to be functional. You know, at least one year in college, I went as Twister. And
okay.
I took two Twister pads and I just put them down so it was like flat. So on one side and the other side, and I cut a face out and I made it wherever was blue and yellow was yellow, and I stood there. And do you know what happened? I saw more people making out in the corner that I had made at the side of the wall because I couldn't get around there. Even though it was a light costume. So that's something you have to be. Second of all, you have to be able to eat or drink.
Yeah.
So like for my dark helmet, I could lift up the visor and I could drink.
Right.
Didn't do that with the other one, and that was a mistake. But.
And what's the third one?
The third one is it has to be something that no one else will most likely be going as that day.
Well, so
because there's nothing worse than putting a lot of time and energy into a costume and then going to somewhere where you're going to be great and then having someone else be that.
So you've got two ways to go on that. Yes. If you're going to put a lot of time and effort, then yes, it should be unique and something to you. Or you could find the most current pop culture referenced thing and put no time and effort and just go as that person and know that there are going to be 30 other people just like that.
That's just no fun to me, man. That is no fun to me to have to go and just be that. I want to go as... Listen, Halloween for me, okay? I was born and raised in Boulder.
You love dressing
up. Okay, I was on the Pearl Street Mall.
The mall crawl.
Before acid, man. I was there before ecstasy. I was there before all those people taking mushrooms and tearing down the restaurants.
Oh, I think they were probably taking mushrooms back then.
I saw the guy with the fish tank in his stomach dressed as Neptune with the live fish flying. I saw the original ostrich wranglers. I saw the 2 foot high, the 12 foot high guy because it was two guys.
Yes.
Those are the costumes and those are the things you should be aspiring for if you're Halloween. Don't go buy something. Go and actually be something.
I was at the last Boulder Mall crawl and I was not dressed up there either, but I had a great time.
I hope you fell from one of the lights.
I wasn't that guy. Nope. But I did fall down a lot.
You know who that guy is? The one that goes right after the hot girl.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.